Good morning. Come on in. Just getting everything the way that I need it while you come in. Coach Ty, Marcia. Coach Dina, when you are here, raise your hand and I'll bring you up. Welcome, everybody. Hi. Ah, there she is. All right, we're going to get started. Perfect. I'm Coach Dooley. Everybody hear me okay? Good morning. Oh, I see some hearts. Lovely. Thank you. Oh, welcome. So again, I'm Coach Dooley. I work one-on-one with members who want a more custom experience for themselves here at No BS. Of course, I work on weight loss. Oftentimes, the relationship you have with your body impacts how you approach your weight loss. And other relationships too, like with a wife or partner or husband. So it's my passion to support No BS women through the process of empowering themselves to love and embrace who they are today and every day on the way down the scale or towards any goal. I really love coaching on sex and intimacy. Author Janine Roth once wrote that intimacy is not something that just happens between two people. It's a way of being alive. At every moment, we're choosing either to reveal ourselves or to protect ourselves, to value ourselves or to diminish ourselves, to tell the truth or to hide, to dive into a life or to avoid it. That intimacy is making the choice to be connected to rather than isolated from our deepest truth in the moment. And I live in that deepest truth, and I help No BS women who want to do that too. And that's a perfect segue into today's topic, which is the monthly planning and assessment call. Now, I know you're probably thinking, like, how is that connected? But assessing and planning starts with connecting to our deepest truth. Being willing to be honest with yourself about what you have been doing, just the facts, like letting go of judgment, and what you want to do today going forward. Being willing to get curious, experiment with keeping, starting, and stopping things that may or may not be supporting your long-term goals, and that may or may not be working for you now. And ultimately, what you want to think and feel and do moving forward. So let's dig in. If you're new to No BS, you really do want to complete the No BS weight loss course at nobswomen.com. It's your highest priority. And that course is truly foundational. So everything you learn here or anywhere in No BS will be clearer having completed the No BS weight loss course. And I just want to remind anyone who's here that No BS is completely customizable. You get to tailor it to your pace, your way. Everything is offered in replay, so there's no pressure. When you're ready, you can watch and listen to a replay. So today, Coach Dina is going to be in the chat and answering the Q&A. Please remember to set your chat to everyone. If you want to be here and participate, but don't feel like typing in the chat, you can go down to the reactions button at the bottom and click on that. And there's all kinds of emojis there that you can use. So you can participate in any way that you want here on the call. So if you are here to do the monthly planning and assessment, you're in the right place. Here's what you're going to need. Your planner, and from it, three things: the habit tracker. I'm going to show you mine. Habit tracker. The monthly plan page. I'm holding it up. A blank journal page. And then the only other thing you're going to need that's not in the planner is the monthly assessment worksheet. And this worksheet lives in the helpful worksheet section on the website under self-study resources. So on this call, I am going to be, are we having a little bit, is there trouble? Can people not see me? I see one person said that, but can everybody else see me? Somebody give me, okay, I see you, I see you. So, all right, I'm sorry someone's having trouble. I know there was an update to Zoom recently. So if you can't see me, it's possible that there was an update to Zoom and you'll want to update. And I apologize that you're having some trouble. If you want to get coached today or walk through your assessment worksheet with me, here's what you'll need: a quiet space, good internet, and the materials I just listed. So you can raise your hand if you want to walk through the assessment with me, and we will go through yours. And I know it is the 27th, so there's 5 more days to August, but the great thing about doing this today is we can really all like go for it with the last 5 days of the month. So this is a great time to do assessment together and finish out the month strong. So why are we assessing in the first place? We want to look at what's working for us and what isn't working for us and figure out what we want to keep doing, what we want to start doing, and what we want to stop doing. So who wants to walk through an assessment together with me? You can raise your hand now. Go down to the reactions button at the bottom and click raise hand. And we can go over it together. Leanne, I'm going to promote you and then ask you to start your video and audio. Hi, Leanne. Can you hear me, Leanne? Are you there? I'm just asking you to start your video. You might be having technical trouble. I'm going to ask you to unmute one more time and start your video, and then I'm, here you go.
Hello. Sorry about that. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I was just saying, I'm not sure what I just volunteered for. I was like, I definitely want to go over what you were talking about. So I'm really new to the plan. So I know I've got a lot of work to do, but thank you for, and now I'm like in my gown, in my robe.
Lovely. Well, good morning. So let's go over the monthly assessment and I'll ask you the questions that are on the assessment. And we all know that there's still 5 more days to August. So we're just going to talk about these first 27 days. And so how much weight did you plan to lose for the month of August?
Mine was 8 pounds.
Okay. And how much weight have you lost so far?
Ooh. I have gone up and down with traveling and everything. I think I'm like at 2 pounds right now. I was at five and a half.
Okay. So you're down 2 right now. So let's stick to that.
Okay.
And what changes have you noticed this month beyond weight? And so on the sheet, it talks about like your mindset, self-care, personal relationship. What changes have you noticed?
I really believe that it's been my mindset, and I've got to remember to take pictures of food that I don't finish, you know, that's complete, not eating everything, not being a clean plate club gal.
So you started not eating all the food on your plate?
Yes.
Congratulations. And is there anything else? Have you noticed anything with self-care or in personal relationships that are different?
Well, I mean, I do know my husband's very supportive. He listens to the podcast with me. So that's interesting, you know, and he understands, you know, what I'm trying to do. So he's always been supportive in all of my plans I've done.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. So what have you noticed has changed in your body or appearance or with your physical health?
Probably less inflammation, but I'm still working on that.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important to notice when your brain wants to tell you, I'm still working on it. So Of course you are. That's totally normal. And allowing yourself the win of noticing less inflammation without the qualifier of there's more still to do, right? I think this is a completely normal, no BS woman behavior. I do it all the time. And in fact, on my assessment, I noticed all the times I said, you know, like on mine, I lost 7 pounds, but I have X amount more to go. Or, you know, like you just said, less inflammation, you know, and I'm still working on it. So practicing reminding yourself, well, first, that's just totally normal. But allowing yourself the win of the less inflammation without that qualifier of like, but there's more kind of thing. Yeah, all right, let's get into the data. So how many 24-hour plans have you made for the month?
Mentally, I've been doing them, but have not been writing them down. So I'm...
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to qualify.
And what okay, you haven't been writing them down. So that means that you have not been assessing writing them down, right? Because you didn't have them written down in the first place.
Correct.
Okay. And so, but have you been assessing in your head?
I have.
Okay. And you already mentioned leaving food behind. So does that mean that you are using doable hunger?
I am.
Okay. So are you eating when you're hungry?
Most of the time.
Okay. And are you stopping it enough?
Yes.
Okay. And tell me about your water.
Oh, I'm really good with the water. I get my water in. I drink out of a specific cup that's 16 ounces. And I know I have easily have the 64 ounces. I'm a water drinker.
And tell me about your sleep.
Wonderful sleep. 7 to 9 hours.
Every day?
Pretty much.
Okay. And do you work out at all?
I do Pilates. Okay. 3 to 4 times
a
week.
Okay. And then do you listen to content here or any other content that is like self-development?
I listen to the podcast when I'm in my car, and that's pretty much it as far as podcasts and such.
Okay. Are you doing discovery worksheets?
No.
Okay. So let's move into the keep, start, stop section. So if you were wanting to keep doing, what are the things you think you do the best so far?
Water, sleep, the doable hunger.
Which part? Eating when you're hungry or stopping at enough or both?
Eating when I'm hungry.
Okay. What do you think is an obvious top three things you want to start doing for the month of September?
The 24-hour plan. I like the bottom line 24-hour plan. I've got some printed off. I've had them printed off. I just haven't actually picked them up to use them.
Okay. So you're committing to start doing the bottom line 24-hour plan. What else?
I would like to start doing a walk, like doing a mile every day. I'd like to put that on. And that's been the hardest thing for me to do for me is to put the shoes on. Once I get the shoes on, it's easy, but it's just getting okay. there mentally and then actually following through.
So what can you do to get those shoes on?
Do it, put them on.
So when do you want to walk?
In the morning.
Okay. So when you get up, when do you want to put your shoes on?
After I have a cup of coffee.
Okay. Do you make fresh coffee every day?
I do Keurig, K-cup.
Okay. So while the K-cup is perking,
right.
What if that's your the sound of it perking is your trigger to put your shoes on?
That's a good idea.
Right? Like the pod goes in, the water goes in. The second you hear it perking, like have your shoes right there, you put on right. your shoes.
Yeah. Yes.
That's like one of those tiny habit, you know, where one habit triggers something else. So it's a sure. perfect opportunity to like kind it. Of like, before I start drinking this cup, like I've got the shoes on.
Right. Okay.
Is there, what else? What's one more thing that you want to start doing?
Cutting back sugar more than I've actually been eating more sugar lately.
Okay. So you would like to eat less sugar.
Yes.
How much less?
Well, I don't know how to answer that, to be honest.
Well, if you thought about the amount of sugar you ate in the month of August, and you think about where you want to be long-term with sugar, what is a logical first step in reducing sugar? Would that be a 10% reduction?
I see what you're saying. Because,
you know, like whenever we want to change a habit or develop a new habit, so oftentimes we just jump to like, I want to be a person who eats no sugar. And it's like, well, if you're a person who eats lots of sugar, you're probably not going to go from lots to none.
Mm-hmm.
So you sure. want to have like incremental change.
So let's do 50%.
Okay. Is that doable?
It is.
Okay. Okay. So now, of the habits that you have been doing, what do you want to stop doing?
Eating in front of the television.
Okay. How are you going to stop?
Eat at the dining table.
Okay.
And I've done that twice this week. Mm-hmm. And it made a difference because I eat my dinner or my breakfast. And then once that's done, that's that meal. And it's not moving to, which I enjoy watching the news and weather in the morning with my coffee, that's not bringing food into that room.
Okay. What else do you want to stop?
I like to focus on more what I like to start than not stop,
Well, sometimes they go hand in hand, right? Like, you said you wanted to start eating 50% less sugar. So what sugar would you be stopping? Like what times of day? When do you eat it?
Probably in the evening. Cookies.
Okay. Okay.
That my husband so kindly buys me.
All right. So let's say you wanted to stop eating cookies in the evening that your husband buys you. 50% of the time. How are you going to do that?
Switch it to some fruit, perhaps.
Okay. So see how we took your start eating less sugar and turned it into this stop eating the sugar after dinner cookies. Where were you eating those cookies?
In my chair in the living room, in front of the TV.
Okay. So then that supports the not eating in front of the TV, right? So see how we're stacking all that together? Okay.
Sure.
What else do you want to stop doing?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, why don't we just leave it at 2 for you?
Okay.
So I'm just going to hold it up so you all see. I've got Leanne's assessment here. And this is what she would be using to create her plan here in the coming minutes. So this is an assessment of you, Leanne. And it kind of just gives you a picture of what you have been doing, what you want to do, what you want to stop doing. And it's like a roadmap to look forward into September.
All right. That's awesome.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. I will see you soon. So we just went over Leanne's assessment, and you get to have an opportunity to do yours. But before you do anything around this, I want us to remember that as humans, we always have like all kinds of thoughts about what we've been doing, what we're going to do. And so it's a great opportunity to have taken our assessment to see all the behaviors that we've been doing. Our brain naturally has a bunch of judgments and thoughts about what it is we've been doing. So I want to give you an opportunity now to just do kind of a brain dump. What might get in the way between the assessment that we just did and planning for the next month? What might get in the way for the next month? I want to give you a 5-minute opportunity to kind of clean out your brain, get anything out that will get in the way. It could be beliefs, thoughts, a specific thing. Your brain needs to get its worries and insecurities and concerns out so that you can actually think about what you want to plan to keep doing, start doing, and stop doing. You might notice that you have a lot of shit that's getting in the way. And if that's true, then I want to encourage you to do the Creating a New Belief worksheet, which is also on the Helpful Worksheets page. So I'm going to set a timer for 5 minutes. Let's be here together for 5 months. 5 minutes. And I want you to do the brain dump of brain dumps. Get all the August crap out on paper so that we can move in to planning for September. Here we go. If you're just joining us, we're currently journaling for 5 minutes of brain dump of all the things that might get in the way for planning for the month of September. We have about 3 minutes left. We're doing a brain dump in preparation for planning for September. Just 1 minute left. We're doing a brain dump of what might get in the way for September planning. And if you want to share in the chat what's coming up for you, I'd love to see some of what's coming up. All right, here's what we're seeing. Back to school, work conference, free food and drinks, don't eat in my car, walk a little further, work stress, anxiety, thoughts about what I do and don't do. That segues into a Q&A question I want to answer live. Is it unhelpful to think about what I did great at in July, but did not do so well at in August? I'm thinking that historical comparison is not useful. That is true. All that July tells you is what you did in July. Those are now facts of July. That's it. They aren't measured against what you did in August. They just or what you did in July. Now, it's evidence of what you're capable of doing. However, you're absolutely right. Comparison and like judgment are not helpful. So making sure that this is the perfect time for it being facts only, right? Everything we've done so far up into this moment in August are just the facts of what we did. There's no room for judgment here. It's going to happen. And that is a perfect opportunity to use the four N's, the new belief process. So normalizing that the judgment comes up. Well, first noticing your thinking, normalizing that we have judgment as humans, neutralizing down to just the bare facts, and then a next best thought or action, right? That is the perfect opportunity. History is just history. It isn't evidence of what we're going to do tomorrow. We always get to decide. So, all right, let's move into monthly planning. So we take that assessment of what we did do, and particularly the keep, start, and stop section, because that becomes the foundational structure of what we want to do for the next month, right? So using Leanne as the example, she wants to do bottom line 24-hour plans, walk daily, and eat 50% less sugar. So on the monthly plan where it says three things I'll do this month to hit my goal, those are her three things. Three things that might get in the way are the three things that you might want to stop, right? So keep, start, stop are right here on the monthly plan. So we're going to spend some time creating monthly plans now. Is there someone who would like to walk through with me now a creation of their monthly plan? This would be the time to raise your hand. I see Penny said, I have lots of judgments on my thoughts about the last 3 months and not meeting my 90-day goals. I'm in between judgment and making excuses, working on using the four N's. So this is so good, Penny, because really, just judgment is such human nature. All of us. All right, I told you mine earlier. So I'm back in weight loss again, and I set a goal of 1 pound a week. So that would have been 4 pounds for the month, and I lost 7 pounds. This would be a great opportunity to celebrate, right? But no, am I celebrating? No, I have these qualifiers. I lost 7 pounds, but I still have 80 more to lose. I did these things and it wasn't enough. And I literally just in the moment walk through those four ends. It's like, oh, there I go again. I'm thinking it's not enough. Or I'm reminding myself that I still have more weight to lose. It's like, that's just what my brain does. It's used to reminding me of how far I still have to go. It doesn't have to be a problem. Brains do this. The fact is, I lost 7 pounds. What do I want to think? That's amazing. I'm in weight loss. I'm proud of myself. There's so many great things that I could think, as opposed to like, I still have 80 more to go. You know, I've lost 92 pounds. But my brain wants to tell me I still have 80 more to go. Okay. I don't have to make that a problem. I don't have to listen to my brain. It's just a practice. To practice not listening. So, okay. We've got some hands. I have a little bit of a runny nose this morning. I apologize. Angie, let's walk through this together. I'm promoting you now. Oh, Angie, you declined. Is it Mame or Mammy? I'm promoting you to panelist. Oh, another one. All right, Here we go. And make sure that you.
It's
me. Hi. Mame, thank you. I just wanted to make sure I said it right.
So no, I always get asked that. No problem.
I love it. Let's do the monthly plan together, and we can all do ours along with you while you're doing it. So this month, do you want to lose weight or maintain?
I want to get back down to my maintenance range, so lose weight.
Okay. How much would you like to lose?
I think 4 pounds.
Okay. Now, just as a little check-in, is that doable?
Yes.
Okay. I always like to do a little check-in right then. You know, if somebody puts 10 pounds, maybe that's doable for them. Somebody puts 1 pound, maybe that's doable for them. So it's always great to check in with yourself. Is that truly doable for me? So, three things you'll do this month to hit your goal.
So, three things I'm going to do this month is discovery worksheets for any type of overeating.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have a day where I don't have an overeat, a successful urge worksheet instead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that count as one or two? I always overthink that.
That could be two.
Okay. And I love the new discovery worksheet, by the way, with the four N's laid out. Really like
it. Perfect. So
Go ahead.
Liam just pointed out to us there's a new discovery worksheet for everyone. It's on the helpful worksheets page. I hadn't asked Dina to bring that to the table, but maybe she could grab it for you and put the link in the chat. So go ahead, Liam.
I want to get back to my daily movement habit. Not because
okay,
I think
what kind of movement
weight, it helps me emotionally feel better, basically. That's mm-hmm. the reason. Which Ooh. Then in turn helps me take care of myself. Yeah.
What kind of daily movement do you like to do?
So I usually like to walk or yard work with a capital Y.
Okay, got it. So discovery worksheets, successful urge worksheets, and daily movement, walking or yard work. Obviously, you could do any daily movement you want to do, but it's great to get granular here, right? Get really specific about what you think you want to do. So what are three things that might get in your way?
So I've noticed that doing discovery worksheets that evening is helpful slash easier, it seems. Mm-hmm. But I frequently, my brain's like, you're too tired to do it. You won't do it well enough. So I'm always trying to like say, just don't overthink it. Just put down your first answer. Like, see how fast mm-hmm. you can do this, the discovery worksheet. Sometimes I set the timer for 5 minutes to see, you know. And then
so your mindset, mm-hmm. your mindset is what gets in your way about doing a discovery worksheet.
Yes. About being too tired. And I won't give good answers because I'm too tired. It's the end of a long day. I should be getting ready for bed because sleep's super important.
Uh-huh. I see. So is there such a thing as like giving a good answer? What does that mean?
No, there is no such thing. Just trying to answer the question is a success. And I have confidence when I think about it that my brain's probably going to, you know, if I like turn my attention to the question, even for a few seconds, my brain is probably going to pop up something useful. Because historically, I have evidence that's what happens. That's like useful historical right. evidence.
Isn't it interesting how you just kind of dispelled this myth that like maybe I won't answer good or something like that? So being aware that you have like a story about your answers and that might get in the way, but you have that, you just told me a plan to tackle that. So that's in the next section. What's yep. another thing that would get in the way?
So we're in like a weather transition period, and I got out of the habit of like knowing when of scheduling my walks in particular. Mm-hmm. Allergy season kicked in, and it's making I feel more groggy because of that. Blah blah blah. So what's getting in the way of my walks is like the weather transition, allergy season. And my plan to deal with that, I think, is that on my mm-hmm. weekly plan, I need to actually put in my planner when and where I'm walking. Even if I don't follow through with that perfectly, to at least make that, you know, say I'm going to be walking at lunchtime, or I'm going to be walking first thing in the morning, or just start putting
You bring up such a great point that I want to point out to all the members. Like your story about weather and allergies, right? Like that happens for lots of us, but you can plan ahead looking at the weather, noticing days that are going to have rain or whatever is going on, excessive heat, planning ahead for what you can do around that. Where I am in the Pacific Northwest, there's times where the morning is super like wet and damp, but if you look at the day's weather, the sun plan is like 2 o'clock, it's going to be bright in 70s. So if I plan to walk in the rain, like why not plan later when it's beautiful? So mm-hmm. by looking, you can kind of pre-plan. What's one more thing that gets in your way? That might get in your way.
Can it be anything that gets in my way or specific to the three yeah. things I'm trying to do?
No, it can be anything.
I noticed that Sorry about my dog. She knows I'm talking. I think the mail's being delivered. I noticed that I've kind of, this is not particularly useful to think, but I'm like sliding into an overeating habit over the past 10 days as in, you know, just, which is why I committed to doing the discovery worksheets every single freaking time.
Okay. So you noticed you've been, overeating. And what if those, you know, when you notice you're overeating, what's your plan? What do you want to do about it? And not just the discovery worksheet, because that's after the overeating.
Right.
What do you want to do to maybe affect the overeating?
So the things I've been trying the past handful of days have not yet given me the result I want, which is not overeating. Like I've been asking myself, I've been like pausing or putting my fork down and saying, do you really want that? Or I've been, a couple times I've gotten up from the table where I eat and say, I'm done. I don't need any more food, like acknowledging that my body is done. But then I still, I've still like, when I'm putting the food away, I've noticed I've been eating extra food whenever I do that. So I've been trying to jiggle my closing the kitchen down. There were a few nights where I was like, I'm not closing the kitchen down tonight. I'll do it in the morning. I'm not going anywhere near that damn kitchen and the food kind of thing. That's an action.
So that's all, those are all things you've done to experiment, which is fantastic. And sometimes that's the best place to be is thing when you notice you're overeating, your plan is to experiment with some of the techniques to catch yourself and stop the overeating, right? So it sounds like you have a long list of things that you're trying. And that is the best way to do it. Because nobody, if you had the perfect answer that stopped you every time, you would do it.
Yes, I'd never overeat again, obviously. Yeah.
So maybe the answer for you is get into curiosity and experiment with something in my toolbox to notice and interrupt the overeating, right? Which is what you said you're doing.
Yeah. Do you have like one of the things I come back to with overeating is that if I listen to my stomach will clearly tell me when it's done. Like I've had enough, please leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
We want to sleep well. We want to digest well, blah, blah, blah. And then my brain is a horrible judge of when we're done eating. So, I feel like I've been working on this quite a while. I would like to get better at listening to my stomach. Do you have any ideas of something new I could try, ask, think to really be more willing to accept what my stomach says? First is remembering to check in with my stomach, but then to accept what my stomach says, as in like reminding myself, oh, your stomach actually does know best. And I do believe that. Like I've historically proven that to myself, which is why I get into this habit, I think, of ignoring it, because I know if I start checking in, I'm not going to want to overeat. And then my brain will go to the shitter and say, you should be nicer to yourself. You should stop overeating. You know, you don't blah, 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 blah. You know, that's just shit.
So I think you have an answer of what I would experiment with. If it were me, I would write on my plan every single day in every meal slot with food, I'm willing to accept what my stomach says. I'm willing to listen to what my stomach says. My stomach is the leader today. I would make a long list in my journal of all the ways that I commit to listening to my stomach, and I would write them in every capacity. Like if you do the traditional breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack on the plan, at each one, I would say, I'm listening to my body. If you do a list of all the foods you eat when you plan, in that list, I would write, I'm listening to my body. I'm trusting my stomach. My stomach knows the way. I mean, if it were me, I would come up with a list of 30, 40, 50 ways to say that exact sentence. Okay. And I would write them in every opportunity. I would say them to myself all day, every day. On my walk, let me rephrase this, not focused at mealtime per se, but teaching my brain that I'm listening to my stomach. Like when I wake up in the morning and I'm thinking about my day, I would start with, I'm listening to my stomach. When you're on that daily walk or in the yard, I would remind myself like, oh, I'm listening to my stomach today. It's mm-hmm. like teaching your brain that's what you're doing, but not in that pressure moment of the eating.
Yes, yes. And like I can put it on my Yap app. I can put it on post-it notes on my computer. I can write it in my journal. And I like the idea of like, how many different ways can I say that, but say the same thing?
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
I love that.
And reminding yourself, like when you're in the moment with food, you're going to practice it, but ultimately teaching yourself that you want to focus on it at all different times that have nothing to do with food. And then there's no pressure of food with it, right? You're just like, this is a mindset I'm adopting. And I'm adopting it when I'm in the shower and when I'm doing my yard work and when I'm getting ready for bed.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
This is like who I'm becoming.
So, yeah. Like I could, like right now, I'm like, no, I totally believe this. I'm not hungry right now and I'm not eating. There's nothing in the way.
Yeah. So what can you tell yourself when the excuses pop up?
So when I'm actually at a meal and I'm like thinking about overeating or whatever, that's those excuses or
Yeah, this is just on the monthly plan as a whole. So when you don't want to do the discovery worksheet or you don't want to do a successful urge worksheet or you aren't doing your daily workout, walk, or the yard work, what do you want to tell yourself when excuses pop up?
So for the worksheets, I would like to say something. I bet you I could do it in 3 minutes and set my timer. And then also giving myself permission, you know what? If you don't finish it in 3 minutes and you don't want to finish it after 3 minutes, you don't have to. Something like that.
Fantastic.
For the walk thing, what I've done in the past successfully, so I think I would do this, is that, so like, especially if I get to the end of the day and I'm like, shit, I missed my movement time, a meeting came up, blah, blah, blah. Be like, can you just walk around 2 blocks?
Okay. So I will let you do your own when you're going to plan and where. What are you looking forward to learning this month?
Well, after this call, I'm looking forward to like really shifting my, is it an identity? Whatever. Like really shifting to, I'm a person who listens to my stomach first. Yeah.
And working on health is important to me because.
Mm-hmm. because like it's irreplaceable. That's how I think of it. Yeah. You can't buy it.
And who are you going to, I couldn't agree more. Who are you going to reach out to for help this month?
So I have my wife, my accountability partners, who usually don't end up listening to these early Saturday morning calls, but hey, I have two friends in real life who are also in no BS. So, you know, I can chat with them about no BS concepts. And then you all at no BS, ask coaches, listen to calls, in my journal, like my inner wisdom.
Fantastic. And lastly, what can I change in my routine this month to make weight loss easier? Kind of answered that in a way because you're like doing that identity shift, which gets you into that place of trusting your body, listening to your body. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to answer for you. Mm-hmm. What do you think you can change in your routine this month to make weight loss easier?
It's interesting what you just said, because usually when I read this question, I think of like more environmental things, you know, like as
mindset.
Yeah, as opposed to mindset things. So the mindset thing is definitely the whole in the low pressure times, repeating variations of I listen to my stomach. My stomach knows best. I trust my stomach. She never leads me wrong. She leads me towards good digestion and better sleep, blah, blah, blah. But I do also like thinking about what I can change in my environment pain wise. And so this week I actually just took some meat out of the freezer so that I have the food that I like that agrees with me, just to make that, I love to plan, but just, you know, when I'm at work to just make, just to relieve stress, I guess, basically. So that's something.
So you took meat out of the freezer to allow for you to like meal prep to make make your week go smoother and easier and take some of the decision making out because you decided ahead of time what you want to fix.
Yeah. So I want to do a little more this month. Yeah.
All right. Well, we just went through your whole plan. Find me in Facebook or ask coaches. Let me know how it's going if you need support. But okay. I really am grateful you shared your journey with me.
Yeah, thank you so much. This was really super helpful. I really appreciate it. And as I said in the Q&A, I love these monthly calls. I love them. Please never stop doing them.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much. We'll see you soon, Mame.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So I kind of want to remind you all, I think each of us coaches have different analogies around the benefits of planning and assessing. I know you probably have heard Heather with her airplane analogy and getting to your destination. So some of you know I was an accountant in my formal life, and I think about the monthly plan and assessment like a budget. Think about it like a household budget. If in a household budget, you have a plan of how you're going to spend money every month, like how much you have agreed to spend on power, water, gas, electricity, phone, TV, fuel, recreation, you know, we all have that. Okay. So it's always great to review your plan, which is your budget. Like, how did you actually do against what you plan to spend? And then make a revision based on what happened. So for example, if you plan to spend $100 a week on groceries and you actually spent $150 a week on groceries, you overspent groceries $200 that month, or plan to spend $50 on gas a week and really you spent $40. So you saved $40 that month. If you don't ever look to see what you're truly spending per month, you don't know if you're on target for the year, if you're overspending or underspending, right? It's that willingness to look for creates opportunities for reallocation, redistribution, planning for things that come up, right? Like maybe you suddenly want to take a vacation, or your kid decides that instead of going to community college for the first year, they want to go to Harvard. Well, planning ahead for what that college tuition looks like or what that vacation will cost. It's really, this is just tools to make decisions about how you want to invest your energy, right? With a budget, it's investing your money. Inside of No BS, it's investing your energy in yourself. So for September, I really want you to think forward, not what you did in the past, not identifying failures or all the natural things that we think about ourselves. I really want you to think about, I have this pool of money. I have this pool of energy to put into my future. How do I want to spend that? And that means deciding how many calls and replays you want to do. Exactly. Exactly what will you do each week to ensure your success? Or what worksheets are you going to do? Get them, save them to your computer, have them ready, or your iPad if you're a digital diva, or have them printed, right? It's like creating a true plan so that you have every tool you need moving forward, right? Every tool. So we have just a couple of minutes. Does anybody have any questions that they want to ask in the chat or in the Q&A to help them plan for September? And if not questions, tell me what's one specific thing that you're going to do in September. One allocation of your time. Are you going to listen to calls? Are you going to do the newly revised Urges 2.0 course, which is going to be the member-wide, you know, focus for September? What's one thing you're willing to do? All right, what do we have? Urges course, people loving budgets, lots of urges courses. Someone's doing their habit tracking, finishing tiny habits. Turn off the TV for 30 minutes and do something no BS. Habit tracking. Oh, breathing before action, so good. Increase water intake, daily walks, journaling every day. Maintenance module 3 worksheets, that's great. Journaling after the workday, so good. Daily walks, bedtime 10:30 for 10:30, good. We have a question in the Q&A. Any thoughts on football party protocols? All right, let's talk about football. I saw the Seahawks get annihilated last night, but we were at a restaurant. And I was thinking about this too. Look, no judgment. Let's just decide how we want to show up. What foods do you like to eat at football? Plan them. If it's going in your mouth, put it on the plan. No judgment. It's all about no judgment. That's the key. Eat football food if you're hungry. Eat the food you like, truly. Don't judge yourself. Stop eating it enough. Right? It's just food. But let's be real. When you get to a football party at someone else's house, scan the room, right? Part of the protocol is like scanning the room. What foods do I really love here? What foods do I could totally do without? For me, I'm such a like dessert like fan baking wise that I usually will go see like what desserts are there first. Do I even want one? My commitment to myself is protein centric. Like I'm always going to have like a higher quantity of protein than say like dip type stuff. Make a decision. How many drinks do you want to have? How much food do you want to put on your plate? Like big amounts of white space? Water in between drinks? Make a list of all the foods you love for football. And then how you want to show up for yourself. Someone asked me, do you use Habit Tracker for assessment during the month? Watching it to try to meet a certain percent. Shelly, that's such a great question. You can use the Habit Tracker and assessment throughout the month just to see what you're doing. And if you want to be meeting a certain percent, you know, if your goal is to meet a certain percent, certainly checking in with yourself and doing the calculation will answer that question. For me, I love to see at least 5 of 7 days of almost anything. And so just checking in with myself every week and looking to see what am I actually truly doing. And the last question, I have a problem when fall comes, comfort food. How can I handle eating when weather changes in the fall and winter? Planning. Like, what is it about that food that you like? How can you plan it and eat it when you're hungry and stop it enough and continue on your weight loss journey, right? Truly planning how you want to show up, again, without the judgment. Like deciding there are ways you can comfort yourself. Comfort doesn't come from food. The feeling of comfort comes from your thinking. So when you think about those foods being comfortable, what is it that you're actually thinking that's offering you comfort, and how can you offer yourself that? So in closing, that was our last question. In closing, I want you to remember, like, go forth in September and just go for it, right? We've got 5 more days in August. Let's all finish really strong and go into September supporting each other all the way to our goals. All right. Thank you so much. Thanks, Coach Dina. If you have any further questions, please go to Ask Coaches. I'll see you soon. Bye now.